U.S. equity index futures are trading slightly higher today, even as sentiment remains fragile after the Fed signaled inflation-busting rate hikes are going to continue despite the economy. David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. And David, I guess, except for the housing market that has cooled, things are a little better with gas prices going down and the market having some good days. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, the gas prices have come down because less people are driving. The vacation season's over. A lot of listeners are getting cut back at their jobs. You know, there's been job layoffs announced through multiple industries, especially the tech industry. So, you know, on one side, the job market is super strong. And then in certain sectors, Bob, we're seeing a retraction. And that's why you're starting to see less people are driving. Again, people are back from vacations, and they're getting back into their normal routine so that we won't be consuming as much gas as a nation over the next couple of months.
The number of homes on the market, what's going on with that now? The market just spiked at a record pace.
Yeah, basically what we're seeing, Bob, is that the values of homes have started to slip back a little bit. We're starting to see the 5 to 10% retraction that we've been predicting for the past 6-8 months. You talk to any realtor out there, it's still a fluid market, even with the rates and the fives, and if you've got some challenges on your credit, it's going to start with a six. It's still a fluid market. There are still buyers out there, but the hammer has switched hands, though. In the past 30 months, I'd say like probably January, February of this year, the hammer was switched over from the seller to the buyer. The buyer's got the power now because the homes are on the market for longer period of times. There's more homes on the market. These higher interest rates have knocked out and eliminated a large portion of the buyers that were out there kicking tires when the rates were at 2.5% and 3%. When the rates spiked to 6% a couple of months back and have retracted into the fives again, it still has disqualified some buyers from qualifying for homes. The only good side is you're starting to see, like I previously mentioned, home prices starting to slide down to make the, you know, to get closer to where you have to be with the higher interest rates. It's not there yet in terms of the volume that we were seeing, 15 to 20 people on your doorstep waiting to come in, longer sales time, and the reintroduction of closing cost credit. So all of these things are coming back, and you know, the only thing that stays the same, Bob, is change. And now we're back to doing closing cost credits. We're back to contingency sales. Realtors wouldn't have taken a contingency sale the past 2.5 years. Now they're back to taking contingency sales, giving closing cost credits, doing home inspections, and appraisal escalation clauses are a thing of the past right now.
What do the foreclosure numbers tell us?
Well, the foreclosure numbers tell you what's really happening, which is the consumers out there, the homeowners out there, are having trouble making their payments. The credit card payments, as we've talked about in the past, last quarter they jumped as a nation, we jumped $40 billion we added to our credit card totals. So what does the foreclosures tell you? The all of the forgiveness and all of the foreclosure prevention, all the stops were taken off in November of last year. If you were going into foreclosure or in foreclosure in March of 2020, you got a 2.5 year reprieve with COVID. You're the first ones up on deck to get your case through the courts. If you couldn't make the payment after the foreclosure moratorium was lifted, and the forbearance moratorium was lifted after COVID ended at the end of November, all of those cases, Bob, are starting to work their way through the system. And Illinois is number one in foreclosure. So it's tough out there, Bob. It's very, very tough.
Home Sweet Home Chicago is on the radio with David Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And what will be the highlight this weekend, David?
We got a great panel. We've got MegaPros Joe, of course, Amy Kite, Keller Williams, Infinity. We've got George Agretis from DeckTech. We've got D. Roy Spence from PermaSeal. And you've been introducing our newest expert, Don Butler from Capital Electric. He's going to come on, talk about how this new law that just passed is going to impact homeowners that are looking to do solar, and also educate our listeners about installing battery packs if you have electric cars. So electric car plug-in, he sells all of this stuff, and in-home whole house ventilation system. So it'll be Don's first show, and I'm looking forward to learning what he has to say and all the knowledge that he has to share.
Have you been told that your show is going down to 49,000 watts from 50,000 now, starting Saturday?
Yeah, because I bring the extra 1,000 watt, Bob. Is that what you're saying?
You don't need it. You don't need all 50,000. Thank you, David.
Right. I was going to dial it back to 45, but if you only want to give me 1,000, I'll take the 1,000. That's fine.
We'll be listening. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thank you.